isn't as easy as it was when we were younger.
I wouldn't mind getting old, Zacharias, if only we had a son or even a daughter.
Well, why dwell upon that, my dear? We are childless, and at our age we might as well give up hope of ever having children.
But we've prayed without end for a child. Why hasn't God answered our prayers?
He has, Elizabeth, my wife. His answer is no. By the way, are you going to stay in Jerusalem the entire week or go back home to the hill country?
Go home and miss the greatest honor my husband ever had? I should say not.
Well, it is an honor to be chosen to officiate at the golden altar of incense. There are so many priests, but some never get to perform this service. It is a once-in-a-lifetime honor.
And you deserve the honor, Zacharias. You're one of the few priests who seriously study Scripture for the truth of a coming Messiah. You worship God from love, not for show. You obey Him because you know to obey is better than sacrifice. You believe in God. You reverence and honor Him. And God honors those who honor Him.
Greetings.
Oh, salutations.
Haven't I seen you before?
Probably. My husband is the officiating priest.
Priest Zacharias? Your husband?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, glad to meet you. I think Zacharias is one of the most sincere and finest priests we have.
Thank you.
May I ask you a question? It's something I've long wanted to know.
Most certainly you may.
Well, the golden altar of incense. It's in the holy place, isn't it? Over against the most holy place? Just exactly what happens there during this and other ceremonies?
Well, the priest chosen to officiate, it's my husband this term, he chooses two assistants. One removes the old coals from the altar, while the other one places new and live coals from the altar, a burnt offering upon the golden altar.
Oh.
The two assistants withdraw, and the officiating priest then arranges the incense upon the coals, and as he does, he offers prayers and makes intercession.
We have heard with our ears, O God, what great deliverance thou didst make in days of old. Thou art our King. In thee we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever. Now hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. We are sinners, O Lord, so send us, I pray thee, the promised Messiah, that thy people may be cleansed and the earth redeemed from the power of the evil one. O God, thou art our... Who are you? Know ye not that this is the holy place and...
Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife, Elizabeth, shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. He shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall go before the Messiah in the power of Elias, to make ready a people to accept the Prince of Peace.
But how could this be true? I am an old man, and my wife is also well stricken in years.
I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season.
Is not your husband taking an unusual long time to burn the incense? Maybe he is not worthy and God struck him.
No, he is tarrying. I wonder, surely...
There he is, coming out now.
Oh.
And his face... His face, look at it. It shines as if he'd been in the presence of holy beings. He's motioning with his hands. He is trying to... I think he is trying to tell us he can't speak. He He can't speak.
Oh, Zacharias, it's true. It's true. We are going to have a child. Oh, I realize you can't talk, Zacharias, and say how happy you are, but you are. I can tell by the look in your eyes and the expression on your face. Oh, Zacharias, nothing is impossible with God. Just 12 more weeks, Zacharias, and we shall have a son. Oh, he shall be great and filled with the Holy Spirit. We must teach him the ways of... Well, you're pointing. Out the door? Oh, I see someone's coming. I'll go outside and see who it is.
Elizabeth.
Mary. Oh, it's so nice to see you. It's been so long.
Elizabeth, you're going to have a baby.
Zacharias and I have been praying for years for a child. God heard our prayers, Mary. The angel Gabriel appeared unto Zacharias with the glad tidings.
The angel Gabriel? He appeared to me, too, and said I would have a son.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is he that shall be born unto thee. Oh, I am honored and blessed and made humble that you, Mary, the mother of the Prince of Peace, should come unto me.
My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior.
And when the son of Zacharias and Elizabeth was 8 days old, they administered the rite of circumcision, with many friends and neighbors in attendance. They agreed among themselves that the child should be named Zacharias after his father.
No, his name shall be John.
John? There's no one in your family named John. The child should be named for his father, or at least for some uncle, or...
Zacharias is motioning.
He wants a writing tablet. Here you are, dear. His name is John.
Immediately, Zacharias could speak once more, and there was much rejoicing. About this time, or shortly before, Mary returned to Nazareth. Some time later, Mary said unto Joseph,
Joseph, I am with child.
What?
I'm going to have a son.
You don't know what you're saying, Mary. Such a thing is impossible.
No, Joseph, it is true. The angel Gabriel...
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me anything. I don't want to hear it. Only one thing. Are you sure you're going to have a baby?
Yes.
You realize, of course, that under the circumstances, I can't marry you. People would talk, and because I do love you and do not wish to make a public example of you, I will break off our engagement privately.
But, Joseph, I love you, and
I'll see you later. Mary, I'm so sorry for the way I acted last night and the things I said. I was wrong, completely wrong. Last night I had a dream. An angel appeared and said, I think these are his very words, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for her conception is by the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Mary, please, can you forgive me?
Gladly, Joseph.
Just think, Mary, my dear. You are to be the mother of the Son of God, he who was sent to save the people from their sins and from the Roman oppression.
Jesus, what a wonderful name. What a wonderful mission, to save mankind from their sins. Jesus... Jesus. Precious, wonderful Jesus.
No wonder the prophet Isaiah said that his name shall be called Wonderful.
Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.